From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Yoon Suk-yeol leaves for Spain to attend a NATO summit and meet with world leaders, including through a trilateral summit with the U.S. and Japan. The Interior Ministry plans to establish a new division that will oversee the operation of the National Police, amid speculation it seeks to tame the police, which will take over more of the prosecution's investigative power. And South Korean golfer Chun Yun-ji clinches her third major LPGA title by winning the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. President Yoon Suk-yeol, together with First Lady Kim Gon-hee, has departed for Spain on Monday to attend a NATO summit and meet with world leaders to discuss security and economic issues. This is his first overseas trip since taking office and also marks the first appearance by a South Korean president at a NATO summit. South Korea is not a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, but has been invited as a partner nation along with Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. At the NATO summit, Yoon is expected to strengthen the value alliance based on a liberal democracy with the 30 NATO member states and partner nations. On the sidelines, Yoon plans to hold a three-way summit on Wednesday with U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, but the highly anticipated one-on-one meeting with Kishida will not take place as historical disputes continue to weigh on relations between the two countries. North Korea has strongly criticized the U.S. State Department, claiming it is continuously making reckless remarks with the intent to overthrow the North's regime. In a statement posted on its website on Sunday, the North's foreign ministry said State Department officials are continuously making threatening remarks about Pyongyang. The statement was apparently taking issue with the recent comments made by Washington's top nuclear negotiator, Sung Kim, who talked about the need to strengthen defense and deterrence to protect allies in the region amid signs of Pyongyang's preparations for its seventh nuclear test. Accusing the U.S. of seeking to create an Asian version of NATO, the ministry said it is only fair for Pyongyang to deal with Washington based on what it calls its fighting principle of power for power and head-on contest. Interior Minister Lee Sang-min announced plans to swiftly establish a new division within his ministry that will oversee the operation of the National Police. At a press conference on Monday, Lee said his ministry will accelerate the implementation of an advisory committee's recommendation to set up the new unit and to draw up regulations regarding the Police Commissioner General's command authority. The minister said a final plan will be devised by July 15th and relevant regulations will be made afterward. The new unit could launch sometime next month, 31 years after the Korean National Police Agency separated from the former Ministry of Home Affairs as an independent agency in 1991. The Interior Ministry said that with the abolishment of the Office of Senior Presidential Secretary for Civil Affairs that handled police matters, the Yoon Suk-yeol administration will authorize its Interior Minister to oversee the police in accordance with the Constitution and the law. Korean National Police Agency Commissioner General Kim Chang-yong offered to step down in apparent protest over the establishment of a unit under the Interior Ministry to oversee police operations. Kim's resignation on Monday, 26 days short of the completion of his two-year term, comes days after President Yoon Suk-yeol chastised the police over a recent reversal in the reshuffling of senior police posts. At a press conference, Kim apologized to the public for failing to put forth a plan that considers its best interests with regards to the Interior Ministry's advisory committee that recommended the new division. The police chief pointed out that the panel recommendations are expected to change the very foundation of the police system, which must be focused on bolstering police neutrality and democracy. The Justice Ministry decided on Monday to file a competence dispute against the National Assembly for its push to strip the prosecution of its powers to investigate. In filing the challenge, which seeks a ruling by the Constitutional Court to define authoritative boundaries between conflicting government agencies, the Justice Ministry is disputing the constitutionality of the laws. New Justice Minister Han Dong-hoon, a key aide to President Yoon Suk-yeol, has set up a task force to fight the enactment of the controversial laws, contending that they are unconstitutional and unduly infringe upon the prosecution. The National Assembly, led by the main opposition Democratic Party, has passed two bills in April and May aimed at limiting the scope of the prosecution's investigative powers over concerns of abuse of power. The defense ministry says it will consider whether to release documents from the former Moon Jae-in administration's presidential office regarding a fisheries official killed by the North Korean military near the Western Sea border in 2020. Deputy spokesperson Moon Hong-sik said on Monday that the ministry will decide on the release after collecting opinions from relevant ministries and agencies. The ruling People Power Party's task force investigating the case said earlier that any such presidential document received by a government ministry or agency, specifically referencing the Interior Ministry, is not considered a presidential record and therefore can be publicly released. Earlier this month, the Coast Guard and the Defense Ministry under the Yoon Suk-yeol administration apologized for publicly asserting shortly after his death in September 2020 that the official, Lee Dae-jun, sought to defect after incurring gambling debt. The Coast Guard reversed its previous conclusion, stating it had not found any evidence suggesting that Lee tried to defect.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Monday that 3,429 COVID-19 infections were reported throughout the previous day, including 114 from overseas. The country's accumulated caseload rose to around 18,329,000. The daily tally almost halved from a day ago, apparently due to fewer tests over the weekend. The figure dropped by about 100 from a week ago. The number of imported cases remained above 100 for the second straight day, partly due to an increase in international arrivals. Finance Minister Choo Kyung-ho has warned that the country's inflation rate may rise above 6% between June and August. Appearing on a KBS TV program on Sunday, the minister presented the grim outlook on prices, saying that the nation is inevitably under the influence of soaring prices of crude oil, raw materials, and global food products. The minister projected that high inflation will continue for a significant period of time, saying that the current price growth is mostly attributed to external factors. Minister Choo said the government is putting their top priority on stabilizing prices, pledging the government's best efforts to cool down soaring inflation by mobilizing all possible means. 7 out of 10 local businesses have raised product prices or service fees amid soaring global prices of raw materials. According to the results of a survey of 570 businesses nationwide by the Bank of Korea released on Monday, 69% of the respondents say they had already increased prices. 2/3 of them raised prices by less than 20% of the jump in raw material prices. Of those that have yet to increase prices, 53% said they plan to do so within the year. 89% of businesses in the construction sector were planning a price increase. 60% of respondents said raw material prices expanded by less than 20% compared to last year, while 40% said there was an increase of more than 20%. South Korean golfer Jeon In-ji has clinched her third major LPGA title. It marks Jeon's first LPGA win in 3 years and 8 months since October 2018. She now has 4 LPGA wins, with 3 of them from majors. With Sunday's win, Jeon collected $1.35 million in prize money. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 35.32 points, or 1.49% on Monday, closing the day at 2,401.92. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 20.30 points, or 2.71%, to close at 770.60. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 11.71 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,286.51. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.